Welcome back, everyone. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. We are live from the Rouse's Market, 1030 South Acadia Road in Thibodaux. Nichols and LSU tomorrow at 6:30. Come on by and get all of your fixing for your tailgate, irrespective of what you're doing tomorrow for the game. Tulane's in the morning. You got LSU and Nichols at 6:30 from Baton Rouge for the first time ever. And, of course, Sunday at noon, it's the Panthers and the Saints kicking off the 2024 season, also the NFC South. Joining us now, former NFL running back, host of Believe in the Panthers podcast, Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan, Mike Hoss, as well as Deuce McAllister, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
I am good. Just, you know, kind of give us your thoughts. Carolina, you know, 2-15. Another year, new head coach Dave Canales came from Tampa, really revamped offensive line with, you know, spent about $150 million, got a couple of new guards and moved Corbett to center. Just, you know, what's the feeling there in Carolina about why this team will be better?
Yeah, it's a new era. You know, Dave Canales and Dan Morgan, they seem to have a really good, you know, chemistry going on. You know, their history of working together, I think, will pay off in the long run for the Carolina Panthers. I love the energy that Dave Canales has brought in thus far for training camp. You know, just seeing, you know, how he's able to meet guys where they are as a head coach is so valuable. You know, just being a player myself, just, you know, the difference maker it is when you have a coach that can actually see you where you are and can help you, you know, grow and be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be on and off the field. And it's good to know that we have a coach like him, you know, on our side. And then obviously having Dan Morgan, you know, he was a beast in his day, in his playing days, and knowing that he is at the forefront of making decisions as far as who's coming in here and putting on the helmet and being in that locker room, it's very, you know, it makes me at peace knowing that we're going to get some guys in here that love football, that love, you know, the process and understand what it takes to be great. And so, we'll, at the end of the day, we won't know until we know, right? And the first test will be against the Saints, and I'm excited to see what you guys put on display.
When you talk about just how they're building that program and some of the things that they've done, you look at the young quarterback last year, being able to get some weapons around him, being able to get some protection around him. What are some of the other things that you see that, you know, from an improvement standpoint, whether it's defense, whether it's, you know, hey, we need to add maybe a body or two here at this position. What are some of those things that you see? And it doesn't have to be short term, just long term focus, how they can continue to improve that roster.
Yeah, you know, I think, as you know, depth is so important. You know, we have an offensive line that's really good on paper, you know, at the starting position, right? And you can basically go across our whole roster and make a case for, you know, why depth needs to be a, you know, a major, you know, not a major concern, but, you know, it has room for improvement. I would say depth is important for the offensive line position because it's a long season. You know, guys are going to get injured. Guys are going to get nicks and bruises. So you got to make sure you have guys that, you know, are top tier, you know, in the sense of, you know, getting guys in there to keep this thing rolling, you know, once the season starts. And I love the additions that they've made at the offensive line spot. You know, got guys that can actually finish blocks. And, you know, when we're talking zone scheme, when we're talking gap scheme, getting guys on the ground and getting guys to move off their blocks and get to the second level is super huge for, you know, explosive plays. And once we're able to, you know, get that working for ourselves, then we can actually get this passing game working for ourselves. And it seems like that's what they're trying to emulate in the sense of, you know, what their identity is, you know, hard-nosed, tough football. And so the defensive side, you know, I think our defensive line for the most part is pretty solid. I think we need another pass rusher that can make us, you know, a complete unit. I think we need some depth, you know, to depth answers. I don't know whether we have that on the roster yet or not, but we just got Michael Jackson from the Seattle Seahawks. He's put up a great resume, so I'm excited to see him play. Our safeties are, you know, right there, you know, in the top 10, in my opinion, as far as, you know, the league goes. So I think, you know, from looking at how we were last year as a defensive unit, we were still able to make plays. Our running game, stopping the run game was an issue for us, but adding A'shaun Robinson is a really huge factor for us. You know, being able to have someone there and within those tackles to stop the run game would be huge, alongside Shy Tuttle. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's a work in progress, and there's going to be some learning, some growing pains this season. But as far as last year, I think we're light years ahead.
Jadeveon Clowney as well, right, defensively?
Oh, yeah, Jadeveon Clowney, you talk about a guy that might be a pass rusher effect, but he's really good in the run game. You know, he's proven last year in Baltimore to be a run stopper, which is huge for us as well.
And we talked about the blocking for Bryce Young. You know, same situation, the running back situation. You know, Jonathan Brooks is hurt, but second-round draft pick. So they go out and they get Deontay Johnson. Migos in his second year. They draft Xavier Leggett. You still have Thielen, and then they go and bring in David Moore, who was with Canales in Tampa last year. So it's about protect. It feels like it's like, okay, Bryce, we're going to get you the protection, and we're going to get you some weapons, and then see where things fall out.
Yeah, like I think it's awesome that he has the weapons there for him to choose from. I think Dave Canales is the perfect marriage for Bryce Young, because he's a guy that's going to help him grow in areas that, you know, he might be deficient in. But also, he'll be able to just continue to stack on the confidence in the areas that he's really good in. So adding these weapons, guys like who you said, Deontay Johnson, being able to get into his routes and create separation, right? That's one of the things that we suffered from last year, is guys getting open. And so when you have Deontay Johnson, you have Adam Thielen, you have Xavier Leggett, you have Jonathan Mingo, you have this receiving core, and now you have a quarterback coach that's talking in the ear of Bryce Young, of saying things like, hey, let's get the ball out quicker, right? Let's help the offensive line gain confidence in pass protection. This can be a recipe for really good things, you know, this season, especially if they keep these guys healthy. So, again, like I was saying, the difference from last year to this year, in my opinion, it could be light years ahead, as long as they do the things that they're supposed to do.
Jonathan, what's the feeling around from a fan standpoint? You know, are you excited? Are you pumped up? You know, looking forward to the upcoming season, not just Sunday, but the upcoming season for the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, dude. So I think at the end of the day, everyone is, you know, excited, but more realistic. And I think they're more realistic because they understand the direction. They understand the messaging. They understand the hope behind, you know, the organization right now. Before, I think it was kind of hard to find that, you know, with the coaching staffs before this time, and just kind of where things were, right? Whenever things, you know, whenever you break up a band, people are left in shambles of, like, wondering, you know, what's next and having questions. I mean, you've had the departures of Christian McCaffrey, Greg Olsen, Cam Newton, Thomas Davis. And so when you look at this from a fan standpoint, you're thinking to yourself, well, you just broke up a good thing, in my opinion. So what's next? So everybody's just been kind of, you know, like looking at the Carolina Panthers organization as this, you know, question mark of what's next. And I feel like right now we're starting to gain an understanding of what's next, because Dave Canales being transparent with his plans, Dan Morgan being transparent with what he wants, and just being able to just say direct of what he's looking for when it comes to building a football team, which is simply put, I want dogs. So everything that they've been saying this off season has been, you know, really well written. And right now we just got to go out and execute.
Well, we'll find out Sunday, noon in the Superdome. Jonathan Stewart, a former NFL running back, part of the Believe Panther podcast. Appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some time with us, and we'll be talking down the road.
No doubt. Thanks, man. I'm a huge fan.
No doubt, my brother. You love watching you play, man.
Yeah, love watching you as well. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Same to you. Jonathan Stewart.